you know, local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootRootRadio.com, AltRockRadio.ca, XRPRadio.co.uk. I'm definitely, BuildASCene.com/radio. I always forget my own station. And 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri. My name is Bill. This is episode number 493 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. I have a co-host with me tonight, Suzanne from First Angel Media. What's up, Suzanne?
Not much, Bill. How are you doing tonight?
I've had better days. That's why you're here.
That is why I'm here. Yes, yes. Last minute fill-in.
I'm really, really hot right now, and my head is throbbing, and my throat is itchy, and I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to call in to sub for me tomorrow. But, you know, the show has to go on.
The show must go on, yes, absolutely.
So with Suzanne and I tonight are two members of the band Scarlet Sky. We have Nick Music and Greg Fristick. Did I say the last names correctly?
Yeah.
I probably should have asked that ahead of time. See? No script. So I'm going to go ahead and ask the first question, because it's the default first question, and then I'm going to unleash Suzanne on you guys for a little bit.
Okay.
So the default question is, where did the name Scarlet Sky come from?
Scarlet Sky, it was kind of a name that Greg and Ash and Jason had already thought up of before they brought me in. But I guess kind of what it has, and as soon as Greg gets his turned on, maybe he can chime in. But
can you hear me?
It's like the
yes, yeah. You're there.
So I guess Scarlet Sky is like the end of days type of sky, or just a red sky from like how am I supposed to say this? I'm trying to. It's just like a nuclear sky.
Okay.
So
that opens up for a perfect question. I wonder if Suzanne saw it on the list.
I did see it on the list, actually. I actually read the questions. So if there were a fire that destroyed all of your music except one song, which one would you guys want to survive?
Me personally, Abandon All Hope.
And why,
I think so.
Why that song in particular?
I was going to say the same thing, but since he picked that one, I'll go with Epidemic.
Abandon All Hope for me, is the first song I ever got to actually write lyrics to their music, to our music now. But, it's all about, the battles and struggles that I've had with PTSD. I did two tours in Iraq, and writing music now an outlet for me for the whole PTSD thing. So that was the first song that I got to write lyrics to, and it just depicts on how I feel and what people struggle with PTSD.
Well, before we go too much further, thank you for your service. My uncle also did some tours in Iraq. And he was at the Pentagon for the cleanup after 9/11 as well.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. Thank you.
So, what else? What other questions did you like, Suzanne? Or if you have any of your own, you can ask them too.
Okay. Well, if I come up with something on my own, I will. Absolutely. This one actually kind of struck me because I know my answer to this, but tell me the moment you realized you wanted to be in a band.
I'll go. Got my first guitar when I was 5, so I listened to a bunch of 80s stuff, and I saw Rat and Poison on their tour in like 86 or 87, something like that, and that kind of did it for me.
I guess for me, I don't know. I'd been playing music and been around music and stuff like that my whole life. And then, after I got out of the army and stuff like that, I started getting to make time for music and, just got really excited about everything and just knew that it was what I needed to do.
Very cool. And kind of along the same lines, if you were going to create like a super group from the local scene here in Pittsburgh, who would be in it and why?
I would definitely have Andrew DeCagna. Everybody knows Andrew, right?
What band is he in?
He is in Brimstone Coven.
Okay.
He is now the current singer for Icarus Witch.
Okay.
And so the singer for Iron Flame, and he has a million other projects.
So I know all his bands, but I haven't spoken to him.
Yeah. Great dude. So he'd probably sing. And then I'm going to go without putting anyone from my band currently in this here. So let's see. I would put S.E. Scott, who I used to play in the Fight of Tide with, on guitar. And then bass would be, that's a tough one. I don't know. Nick, you have any ideas?
Not honestly, I can't remember his name, but the guy who plays bass for trying to think of his name. I can't think of his name. I have no clue, Greg. I can't think of it right now. Like, I'm stuck. I'm like having a brain.
Like, we know like every band in the tri-state, and this is like the hardest question ever.
It is
right.
So, how did you guys get together? How did you guys form the band? How did that all happen?
All right. Well, now I'm gonna go through this as best as I can. So Ash and Jason lived by each other. And Jason heard Ash beating the crap out of his drums. And he goes and starts beating on Ash's door. And he's like, can I bring my guitar up so we can jam or whatever? So they started jamming, and then they contacted me. They had a different singer at the time. I don't even know what his name is. And so I auditioned and I went through some stuff. So it took like 6 months. So this was like last May, like May of 2018 when I joined. And then like November, was it November last year, Nick? Something like that. Yeah. October.
Yeah, like October, November.
Yeah. So Nick and Tree, our second guitar player, joined then. And then we started just writing.
You can't call
just kind of took off.
You can't call him Tree and not tell us why.
Because he's 6'7". He's Tree.
That'll
do it. Yeah. Yep.
That is true. He makes, that is absolutely
true. If you know Ash, he makes Ash look short.
So if there was one thing you guys could tell your potential fans about the band, what would it be?
If you want to see an awesome show, come and see us.
Yeah, we bring all kinds of energy to the stage. We write from the heart. I mean, especially the way, like, lyrically that Nick writes, it's all like true from the heart. And
real love.
I mean, anybody, even if you take it in a different aspect, you can connect to it in your own way. Okay. Which is what music's all about, really.
And, you know, I know this is a big one for all of us musicians. Who has supported you the most in your careers, in your time as musicians, in your projects, your artistic endeavors?
My kids.
My wife and kids.
And my fiance currently. But
they allow us to make time for practices and push us to practice and stuff like that. And it's, if it wasn't for my wife and pushing me to do these things, and you know, it's hard to tell where I'd be.
So what bands are you guys currently in? Are you in other bands, or, you know, what other bands have you been in the past?
Well, currently, I'll go real quick, Greg. My mind's quicker than yours. Scar of the Sky is the only band that I'm in. I came to Pennsylvania in 2012. Got hooked up with my first guitar player around here. His name was Mark Tuminello. With a 90s cover band, mostly 90s rock, hard rock, and the band name was Under the Covers, and didn't last real long. So, I mean, Scarlet Sky is the one that's given me the opportunity to play in the tri-state and Pittsburgh and stuff like that. So this is the only band I honestly have time for.
Scarlet Sky's only band currently. Prior to this, I was in Defy the Tide. And then before that, and then one in the 90s.
I teach social studies, and I had this weird experience last year where I was flipping through one of my books, and there's a picture in the book that looks exactly like my college roommate, except the guy died in like 1958. And I asked him if he was a time traveler, and he told me he didn't think so, but damn, because it looks exactly like him. So my question is, if I was flipping through a history book and I found Scarlet Sky in the book, what would that section of the book be about?
The section of the book with Scarlet Sky in it?
Yes.
Maybe the Cold War.
I can see that. with the description of the band name. I'm going to give you one more hard one.
I can go with that.
You're going to go with that as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll work. I was thinking of some sort of war. I just couldn't think which one to pinpoint.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys one more question, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Suzanne.
Okay.
If you could go back in time and follow any band around for a whole year and learn from them, which band would you follow and why?
Holy crap. that's a good question.
You need to think about it, Nick.
Yeah, I think so.
It came from a social studies curriculum meeting, except it was about following leaders around.
All right. I'm gonna go for one here. I would follow Sabotage. And did you say why or
yes.
What?
Why would you pick them?
Man, the whole like concept album, like storytelling, like everything's a story. Like the lyricism, the what do you call it, like they put three different vocal patterns on top of each other. I mean, they're just extraordinary. And I wish ESO would take a break so they can do it for.
I am going to follow up Bill's question with another time travel question, since we all love time travel. Is there anything, if you could go back in your own careers, would there be anything that you changed?
And for me, it would be getting into the scene sooner. I came into it, you know, a little later in life, but if it was me, if I could go back in time, I would start playing music sooner.
I wouldn't allow my 12-year hiatus to happen. I went from like the late 90s until like 2012, 2013, like no bands whatsoever. I mean, I played, but.
Hey, so let's take a short break and we'll come back with Scarlet Sky in just a few minutes.
Coming back to the 412, I got all my presents bought. Mom got all the pierogies made, put a chair in my parking spot.
Doesn't matter if that skyline sprinkled with rain or snow, as long as I can cross a bridge and get to the place that I call home.
Nothing like a black and gold Christmas. Nothing like a black and gold Christmas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing like a black and gold Christmas. Oh, nothing like a black and gold Christmas. Let's go, Pets!
I like to walk the downtown streets, but if it's too slippy, then I can see the tree that's at the point from the Inclino Station Square.
We celebrate as a melting pot with a love that's understood.
This is what Mr. Rogers called a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Up on Mount Washington. Kick it off for us, boys.
Nothing like a black and gold Christmas.
Joy, bringing presents for we're all good girls and boys.
Flying through the air like he doesn't care, bringing lots of toys for the girls and boys, spreading lots of cheer, Christmas time is here. Better not be naughty or you'll miss the party.
Sleigh ride!
He's going on a
sleigh ride! Santa stopped the list, he's checking on it twice. He wants to know who's naughty and who's nice. If you've been good, Santa will appear under your tree with toys and some beer.
Flying through the air like he doesn't care, Santa's got the list and he doesn't miss all the girls and boys who deserve some toys. If you're good all year, Santa brings you beer.
Sleigh ride!
He's going on a
sleigh ride!
For the house, not a creature stirring, not even a mouse. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Mom in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes of Saint Nick would soon be there.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Up in the air, blazing through the night, a tiny reindeer and Santa Claus comes tonight. They're on their way, heading for your town. He's waited all year to tear this mother down.
Flying through the air like he doesn't care, bringing lots of toys for the girls and boys, spreading lots of cheer, Christmas time is here. Better not be naughty or you'll miss the party.
Up on the rooftop and down the chimney, he's got the sack with toys for the kiddies. He'll stock your stocking with Christmas cheer. It's time to party! Santa Claus is here!
Flying through the air like he doesn't care. Santa's got the list and he doesn't miss all the girls and boys who deserve some toys. If you're good all year, Santa brings you beer.
Sleigh ride!
He's going on a
sleigh ride! He's going on a
sleigh ride!
Hey, it's Bill. This is episode number 493 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me co-hosting tonight is Suzanne Decree from D. Gregorio and First Angel Media. Also with me are the two of the guys from Scarlet Sky, Greg and Nick. Nick, I have to ask, is your last name a stage name or is that really your last name?
That is really my last name.
So you were born into it.
I was going to say destined. Do you feel like this was destiny?
I think so. I don't know if it was just because I've always been interested in music and always played music of some sort in some way, but like, it's always been like a part of my life from the time I was a kid till, you know, now, of course. But like, I grew up in a household where my mom sang and my dad played guitar and stuff like that. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So 20 worst 90s bands and go.
What is it?
20 worst 90s bands.
20 of them?
You can do less than
20. Or as many as you can come up with.
Limp Bizkit. Man, you really put me on the spot.
Yeah.
I was going to ask that question later too, because of the 90s cover band. Limp Bizkit.
Oasis.
Oh.
Oasis.
I'm trying to think of the Hole. Hole, yeah.
Sorry, I do not disagree.
Man, if this was best 90s bands, it'd be a lot easier.
Or something like that. I did not like them. I thought they were the Wallflowers.
Oh, Dylan's kid.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put the Smashing Pumpkins in there. Sorry.
But. But they have that one song.
Hey, it's an opinion.
One.
That one. What song. Today is the greatest day ever, or no, whatever it was.
Bullet. It's a bullet for my valentine.
Oh yeah.
No, bullet for. Yeah. What is it?
Oh, bullet.
Bullet with butterfly wings.
That's it. Butterfly right? wings. Yeah. Rat in a cage.
Sorry.
Rat in a cage.
That's
literally the only one I know from them.
It makes a great meme. Anyway.
Jeez.
Hey, do you want to throw out some of your favorite 90s bands? We can go that route.
I'll go. Oddball. Go ahead, Nick.
Probably one of my favorite 90s bands is 7 Mary 3. Another one. Jeez.
It's just the spot thing.
It's like,
It must be the 90s.
I really suck at being put on the spot with asked questions.
I
love Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots. Who else was there? Let's see. I said Stone Temple Pilots, Pearl Jam. There's probably only two more that I could think of, but go ahead, Greg.
All right. I got some. And let's see. We're going to start with a couple relatively obscure ones, I guess. They had a couple hits, but not huge. So the Nixons, Drain STH. And then from there, we'll go like Default, Second Coming, Shotgun Messiah, Wild Side, Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Seven Dust, Coal Chamber.
I'm just going to follow Greg's lead there because he said the other two bands I was thinking of, but I couldn't get out of my off the tip of my tongue. So,
and they're all really solid choices.
I only listen to good music. I didn't mention certain bands that were huge.
So if you guys could open for any internationally touring band, any of the big bands, who would it be and where would you want to play?
Wow. Let's see. Iron Maiden and is Wembley Stadium still a thing?
Actually, I think it is.
Okay, Wembley Stadium.
Are you in agreement with
I'm sticking with Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden would be a great show. For me, I would like to go play a show with Avenged Sevenfold in Los Angeles. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If you could go, we're going to do another time travel question. If you could go back in time and go to any scene, where, you know, like, I'm going to give you the one that I would want to go to so you understand what I'm trying to ask. I would want to go to Sunset Strip when Motley Crue and, you know, that, you know, just that huge outpouring of music came from the strip. If you could go back in time to any place where like that type of scenario happened, where would you go? And we'll just go with that. I won't ask you why. I'll make it easy.
I'm with you on that one, Bill, because I grew up on all that, but I was too young to experience it. So we'll go back to 1983 and rock out with the crew and Rat and Twisted Sister and Faster Pussycat.
Myself, I would probably go back to Woodstock. Because growing up, that's the music that I listened to, even though I wasn't even thought of then, that was the music that I, listened to growing up. Like, you know, Santana and, Hendrix and all those guys. Like, I loved all that 60s and 70s.
Very cool. I know I grew up on a lot of that stuff too. So definitely cool.
Suzanne, you're the only one who didn't say where you would go.
I'm the only one who didn't say where I would go. I was originally classically trained and then I got into jazz. So I would probably hit turn of the century when the jazz worlds and the classical worlds were combining or were hitting each other. I would actually love to just be in Chicago when the jazz was being born and you still had a bunch of classical shows around the corner. That would actually be my thing.
Chicago would probably be my second place that I'd want to go, but not at that time. I want to be there when the blues was really, really in full swing out there.
The original blues, the Robert Johnsons and all that. Absolutely.
Definitely. I can deal with that. Might want to go to Detroit when Alice Cooper was coming up.
So since we're all sitting here talking about what scenes we would like to go to, just kind of bringing that home, bringing that into the local scene. What do you like about the local scene and what would you like to change about the local scene?
I like that there's so many different types. Like, I don't think that there's a lot of bands in our local scene right now that sound the same. So I like the diversity of it right now. And I guess the only thing I'd change is like the crowds have changed. Like, it doesn't seem like as many people come out anymore as they used to. So it'd be nice if, you know, we could get more people out into the scene to see these bands and stuff like that, you know?
And actually, I think that's something that everybody's struggling with right now. How would you change that?
Oh gosh. I want to go
back to the old days when you put flyers on every telephone pole.
I'm with you on that as long as you remember to go back and take them down.
You just cover up your old one with the next week.
Right.
And I think a lot of the way Facebook's algorithms are, like, if you try to sell tickets for a show, as soon as you put you're selling something or something's $15, $20 or whatever, your reach is like limited. And then they expect you to boost your posts to reach your fan base because you're selling something and making money off of their site. So I like posts from my own personal page and just tag a bunch of people.
Same.
Facebook it hard to like promote like on a local level.
So talking social media, Where can people find you guys online? Like, what social media outlets? Where's your music? Do you have a website?
Well, we are on Facebook, Scarlet Sky PGH. I do not know what our Twitter handle is. And our Instagram is also Scarlet Sky PGH, I think.
And our YouTube is the same as well.
Yeah, and then we don't have a website yet. We should get on that. And as far as music, we just have whatever videos are on YouTube right now. We're in pre-production for our first recording, which just started Sunday, actually.
That's where Ash is currently, right?
Ash, and yeah, they're currently recording. Well, pre-production stuff. So we're actually having plans to have it all done before the end of the year. as far as the recording, as far as the recording parts anyway. Then you got mixing and mastering and whatnot. So,
but our better videos, I think, right now are on our Facebook page right now. There's, I think we have more current videos on there as of right now. We haven't loaded any new ones on YouTube in like a month or two. So the most current ones are on Facebook as of right now, but they'll be uploaded onto YouTube here soon.
We should probably mention that Scarlet is spelled with a K and not a C.
Yeah, Scarlett.
Oh, and a double T.
And a double T.
So what are your plans for selling the CDs and selling the music when you guys, when you do finish recording? Where are you going to have it up on a website? Which, by the way, we know a guy. I'm just saying. Are you going to have it up on the website?
You can't see me, but I'm pointing to myself.
I mean, I'm sure we'll do the whole, you know, Bandcamp, try to get on Spotify, all that stuff. Obviously, it shows, and once the website, you know, have them for sale on there.
Yeah, we'll have, once we get our website up too, we'll have apparel and stuff on there too. So,
you should get on that, Bill.
The current poll on Build the Scene's Facebook page is, if you like to get your music physically, like a CD or an album, or if you like it digitally, like MP3s and streaming, if anyone wants to go vote. We have about...
I'm old school.
See,
I like CD.
See, I used to
I'm old that. School. I do CDs. I like vinyl. But at the same time, I got kids. They come first. So Spotify works. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But I mean, say, we'll use an example again. Say Sabotage decides they're going to record a new album. I'm going to go buy that album. But like locally, I will buy, if I go to your show and you have a new CD, I'm buying it.
That's the
Got to support the scene.
Right. And that's really where I'm going to head with this poll when it's done. I'm going to make sure everybody understands that while streaming and MP3s make things easier, you're not really helping the bands as much as you are if you're buying their physical CD and buying their
correct
apparel.
Yeah, because what, Spotify pennies on 1,000 streams?
It's like
I don't even think it's pennies. I think it's like 0.08 of a penny or something.
It's,
yeah. Well, I was saying on 1,000 streams, it might be a penny.
Wow,
I'll have to check my BMI records from my last band and see where I was at.
Hey, so,
I think I claimed $25 a couple years ago on Priority.
The big question is, did you spend it all in one place?
Well, that was four checks throughout the year total. So it was like $6 every 3 months. And yes, I spent it in the same place. Probably on rock stars or something. or camels. I don't know. One of the two.
So rock stars, I know you're talking about the drink, but that kind of, you guys have seen the movie Rockstar, right?
Yes.
So if you were personally in a tribute band, and the band that you were paying tribute to gave you a call and said, hey, we want you to come try out, which band would you want to try out for?
For me, they're going just to, because
can't,
of...
Can't Suzanne keep asking the questions you gave her?
Right. Probably for me, it would be... if I had to do a tribute band, it would be someone who would be in the wheelhouse of my vocal range. And that being said, it would be probably Alice in Chains.
I'm stumped on this one because, like, my favorite band doesn't exist anymore because, you know, Trans-Siberian Orchestra ruined that. But anyway, then there's Iron Maiden, and I can't replace the founder. So that one's out. I can play alongside Steve Harris. We'll go with that. Iron Maiden officially had two bass players when they asked me to join.
I mean, fair enough. I've seen live bands with two drummers. Why not two basses?
Why not?
and a bazillion guitarists if they're like a Lynyrd Skynyrd type of band.
There is nothing wrong with a bazillion guitarists in a band. I'm just saying.
A bazillion. That's a lot.
So what current goals would you guys have for the Pittsburgh music scene? What would you like to see happen in the Pittsburgh music scene?
I would personally like to see more, like, I don't know, when I say festivals, but more different bands teaming up. Sometimes it seems like it's the same bands doing shows together a lot. I don't mind like mixed, not like crazy mixed genre, but like say a doom band with a power metal band, and not like three bands that have that. I'll use an example, like say like a Seether-ish sound, and like every band on the show has the same style. You know what I mean?
So you want to mix it up just a little bit, but keep
mix it up a little bit. Yeah.
Similar enough that everyone's going to stay and watch.
I mean, yeah, definitely. Then it gives the fans in the area, you know, more stuff to listen to, you know?
So keeping on that kind of playing out theme and matching bands up, where do you love to play in the city? Where do you not so much love to play in the city?
Ooh, burn some bridges.
I'm not going to mention names. I don't like playing places where I got to carry my cabinet up a bunch of steps.
You don't even have to mention. I mean, everybody knows where you're talking about.
Well, there's a bunch of, there's a few of them now.
Oh, but there's one that's infamous.
It's a cool place to play. The steps are dreadful. Love Smalls and the Fun House. Howlers is cool. What's Goose Geese? Jurgles.
Yeah, I'm on a sound and vocal, like vocal for like sound of the vocals and stuff like that. Like I like the Fun House and Mr. Smalls and Jurgles. There's a couple that are that I don't care for too much because they, it does like the music overpowers everything. You know what I mean? Like the sound isn't balanced is what I'm saying.
Even after a sound check.
Yeah. Even after a sound check and everything's good, something happens.
you get that sound engineer and you ask them to get more vocals or guitar in the monitor and they don't do it.
I think
unheard of. Absolutely unheard of.
I think I have a venue in mind when you're talking about that too.
I have I'm from the Ohio Valley too, so there's venues down there. I mean there's not as many. So like Nicholasax in St. Clairsville, Ohio, and River City in Wheeling, West Virginia are cool places to play. Also. You guys want to get outside of Pittsburgh every once in a while.
You guys have a show coming up this weekend too, correct?
Yes, we do.
Fairly big one with a couple of local bands. I remember seeing Chip and the Charge Ups are on it as well.
He's always Chip Demonic to me.
I'm super excited for this Sunday. We're playing at the Thunderbird Cafe. And
that's Lawrenceville.
Yeah. And we
Blacktop Mojo.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome getting to share the stage with them. We got to share the stage with Cold back in, what was that, September, Greg?
Yeah, I think
it was at Jurgles. So that was awesome getting to play with Cold. So.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, if anybody that doesn't know who Blacktop Mojo is should definitely check them out. I've been listening to him for a few years and saw him at the Hard Rock a few months ago. And they, the most energetic band I've ever seen in my life. Anyway, what was you going to ask?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? No. But we have tickets for sale for the show Sunday.
Ah, that's what I was going to ask.
$15. $15, no fees.
And contact
hit us up.
Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook will work. Yeah. And then there's on page. So we don't have a website right now, so we'll do PayPal payments. We can leave them at will call. We can meet up with you some.
And we're pretty flexible when it comes to our ticket sales.
Whatever's easier for the purchaser, fan.
I have one.
Okay, fun question. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
I have one more question, then we'll let Suzanne ask you one, and then we'll go off into the night. I want to know about an embarrassing moment on stage, but I don't want you to tell me about your own. I want you to tell me about someone else that you've played with.
I was playing a show. It was just me at the time. I did an acoustic set opening up for like three bands. And when the first band took the stage, their guitar player went to plug, after he plugged in his guitar, he was walking around listening and he took a wrong step and fell off the stage onto his back.
Oh.
Ouch.
And when he did that, his back like went out, so he couldn't play the show. I was like, are you kidding me? Like he just ate it. Wasn't paying attention and just ate it. And I was like, oh my gosh. If something like that would have happened to me, I would not be able to show my face in that place again.
Man, I watched this guy. He came on stage. The band started the intro and he's a singer and he comes running on stage across the stage and he's just spit it like right in the middle of the stage. But he did it gracefully. I mean, I don't know if it was really embarrassing since, you know, he didn't miss any lyrics or anything, but that was pretty funny to me anyway. That was at the Alder Bar. I missed that place.
Suzanne, you want to take a shot at that one too?
Most embarrassing moment with people I've played with. Uh-huh. I don't remember anything in particular for people that I've played with, but I taught guitar for, oh geez, I'm gonna carbon date myself here, well over 30 years. And there were a couple of times where I showed up to students' shows when they would go out and do the gigs. And on the one that this was the kid's first show, it was at Jurgles, so they were really excited. And he went to hit the big power chord on his guitar, and his strap popped off his guitar, and he dropped the guitar in the middle of the set. So that was one. And there was another one where the I think it was the bassist. They were on a very small stage, and the bassist tripped over a cable and took out like all three microphones and possibly a couple of amps because of how they had the cables run across the stage.
So
It's really tough as a teacher because you wanted. Well, actually, I think I did run up there and start, you know, helping the guys out, but it was still kind of. You really feel for it when you know how much they've worked for that gig. Gonna end it on a fun one.
Okay.
What would I hear if I played your music backwards?
If you played our music backwards, I have no idea. I am stumped. You ended it on a fun one. I mean,
I'm going to say, considering what our music's about, a lot of it, you would get some subliminal message on what different things you can do to fight through whatever problems you may be going through.
I like it. Okay, so I want to thank all three of you for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure. You're very
Thanks
welcome.
For having us.
I think Suzanne may have earned herself some more co-hosting gigs.
Ruh-roh.
I think she's a pretty good co-host. I think she helped you out.
She did.
Thank you.
She carried the load. It was nice.
You did a great job for being under the weather.
Thank you.
And your co-host did an amazing job as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So this has been episode number 493 with Scarlet Sky. And Suzanne DeCree was here with me tonight from De Gregorio and First Angel Media. Suzanne, do you have a website for De Gregorio? I think I've been on it.
I do. It's DeGregorioMusic.com.
And then you can also find her as the venue coordinator at First Angel Media and a writer as well. That's FirstAngelMedia.com. We are here each and every Friday. On the stations I mentioned at the beginning, I'm not going to do it again. Make sure you check us out, and we'll catch you later.
Come on, Mr. City, let's get it going. You come riding off the mountain, heavy steam, head for the burger's beer, blowing in the wind. Got some old lady claws riding on the back. Another Super Bowl coming down that city, looking for a fight. Santa Claus is riding on his holly in the
receive.